Welcome to the New Reality Show, where you can call in live for laser coaching and engage in Q&A with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winzi. Discover how to master the power of your mind, body, and spiritual energies. Get empowered to create your new reality for more happiness, well-being, and success.
And we're live, Dr. Art.
Yes, welcome to you and everybody out there in radio TV land.
That's right. And I love your background. It's very appropriate.
Oh, good. Pick that one just for tonight.
Yeah, very cool. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the New Reality Show. I'm Dr. Christina Winzi, and this is Dr. Art Emmerich, and we are thrilled to be with you for another episode. And tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about alternative ways to reduce or eliminate pain. And we'll be giving you some options that you can do at home for free. Our objective is to help you stay off of pain meds and avoid surgery. And of course, you need to consult your doctor. This is not medical advice. This is just solutions that we have found, mind, body, and spirit, that have helped our clients and help ourselves, actually. So just a little bit about the show is that we have been for combined probably 100 years helping people one-on-one. And especially in the last 2 years with what's been going on. But in general, we live in a very stressful world. And people have been getting sicker and sicker and more stressed out and taking more pharmaceuticals. And we wanted to find ways to help people with natural and free solutions and provide a show that gives topics that are very relevant to how to help people and reach more people this way. So Art and I teamed up. He's one of my best friends and one of the best people I know. And here we are.
And I'm real pleased to be paired up with Dr. Winzi, who has complementary skills that we bring together. And we have a little overlap, but we also have some areas where we're are quite different. And so we want to bring all that to you.
Absolutely. And Art is on speakerphone right now because of computer tech problems, but it's still coming through, Art. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
And Thomas said there will be a slight delay in your video from your phone, something like that. So folks, bear with us. You know, technology has its own mind. It really does. So at any rate, we are so grateful to be here with you. And we think this is a very relevant topic because thousands, if not millions, of people suffer with chronic pain and even just acute pain from accidents and things every single day. And so hopefully some of these solutions will make a difference for you. I also want to say that we welcome calls. We welcome people who want to join the conversation, who want to contribute to the conversation, or who just have questions. So if you want to talk to us, you can call us at toll-free in the United States, 1-888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S., you will need to dial direct 1-323-744-4831. And next, I want to thank our subscribers profusely because we appreciate our subscribers. And I want to show you how you can become a subscriber. We just say, if you get benefit from this show and you want to come back and you want to support our efforts in helping people, then this is how you would subscribe. You'd go to our show page and click here, which you can see on the screen if you're watching us. And if you're listening, just go to the show page when you are on a computer. So with that, we always start with my dear Dr. Art has a tip of the week, and I can't wait to hear what this one is.
Yeah. The tip for this week is biochemicals. We have a number of biochemicals that are called the feel-good chemicals. And the one I wanted to focus on is dopamine. It is the feeling that you have when you're falling in love. And you probably always have experienced that, maybe more than once. It's a magical time, but the biochemical is released also anytime when we are pleased about ourselves with something. We learn a new skill, we learn to ride a pogo stick or ride a bicycle or anything like that. We cook a good meal. We successfully complete a crossword puzzle. Those will all release dopamine into our system. And it just gives us that wonderful, radiant, warm glow feeling. And one of the things that will do that for us is laughter. So I want to encourage everybody to laugh as much as you can. And another way to do it is to fall in love with it as often as you can, you know, and that will keep your body flooded with that. We also talked about another thing you can do is by raising both hands above your head. That will also release dopamine into your system. So do that a couple of times a day. Hold your hands up over your head for about a minute. You can jump around if you want to and say, yay, I won, you know, whatever. Flooding your system with dopamine. So please use that.
That's awesome. I love that. I use that quite a bit, Dr. Art. And that goes good in line with NLP, as you well know, changing your state by changing your physiology and your right. your posture. So very powerful. Well, awesome. So I guess we should get started on the main topic, but I love that dopamine can be elicited in many different ways. And as a certified addictionologist, one of the things I know is that when we seek relief from stress and relief from life, the coping mechanism is always to go towards a substance that's going to cause us to have that dopamine and the good feelings. And so our own chemicals are quite addictive. It's not necessarily the substance in every case. I mean, alcohol and drugs have their effect on the body, but, you know, it's so very powerful stuff, our own chemicals. So why don't we start with what is pain? And I know that there's some complicated answers to that, but you had some things to say about that.
Dara, I have five answers to that question. The first one is the short answer. We don't really know what pain is. The second one is a technical answer. I did some research on this, and there are currently three complex medical answers, and each one of these invalidates the other two. So we don't know which one to go with. The third one is my answer. In my day, it was very simple. We had a little wire that went from our brain to the tip of our finger. And if we touched something hot, then it sent a message up and our brain said, ouch, pull your hand back. And then it went back and then we pulled our hand back. And that was the way pain worked. And then one of the things they began to find out with experimental work is that a lot of those signals never made it to the brain. They were handled by the spinal cord, except olfactory. Signals from the nose never worked that way. It's a whole different system for them. Then came World War I, where combat soldiers were complaining about a pain in their right wrist, only they didn't have a right arm. It had been amputated. So that's phantom limb pain. So now we don't know what in the world causes that. It just was really complicated. The fourth definition is the nurse's definition, which I think is really helpful. The nurse definition is pain is whatever the patient says it is. And that works really well because no external person can validate your pain or how much pain you're in. It's a subjective kind of a thing.
And therein lies a challenge. Therein lies a challenge, you know, having been in chiropractic for many years, one of the things I often read about was, and one of the biggest problems with car accidents and court cases is that, you know, someone may very legitimately still be having pain, but the insurance company is hell-bent on proving that they're just making it up. And then there are people who are making it up to get a check. So it is very complicated.
The last definition is really a good one for us, for this program particularly. It is information. It's a signal that tells us that something needs attention because it's either damaged or diseased or malfunctioning, and we need to do something about it. And that's the one that we're really dealing with.
Right. Yeah. You know, I love the nurses the most because when a patient comes in, you want to listen to the patient, and the patient knows their body, and they have a way of describing what's going on, and that really helps you in your diagnosis. You got to listen to the patient.
Yeah. Most of the doctor's offices even have a little scale diagram with all the little smiley faces on it, all the way from the frown, or this is the horrible pain, to a real big smile, this is the hardly any pain. And you can point to the one because that's it. And kids use that a lot because they don't really understand, oh, that's me or that's me. And that helps them know what your subjective experience is of the pain you're experiencing.
Right. Yeah. Very cool. Well, I know that it can get a little technical, but why don't you talk a little bit about the parts of the brain that are involved in the pain, the mind-body parts that you had identified.
In processing pain, it's the limbic system, which is made up of four parts, and I'll just go real quickly through them. The amygdala, which is in charge of processing fear and stress, and it filters all of our impressions. So if you know somebody who loses their temper and maybe punches their boss in the nose or something and says, "Ooh, I wish I had done that." You know, that's called an amygdala hijack. The amygdala takes over and runs the body, and we don't get a vote on it at all. The hippocampus is short-term and long-term memory. It's the learning center of the brain. The hypothalamus is in charge of getting our body back to homeostasis or a set point when we get off balance, and it pulls everything together. And finally, the thalamus receives all sensory messages and is actually kind of a directory program that sends stuff to the appropriate place in the brain, or the visual center, the auditory center, whatever. It unscrambles all this mass of data that's coming in, 20 million bits of data per second. So the thalamus is busy all the time.
That's for sure.
While processing pain.
Wow. And there is a difference between acute and chronic pain, as we know. And acute is a temporary pain where, you know, you stub your toe and you might have actually sprained it, and then it lasts for a while, but it's immediate. It's not something that goes on and on forever. But chronic pain, you're living with it. It's permanent damage to tissues, permanent damage to a joint where the cartilage has worn away, where there's chronic inflammation, due to irritation in the area. You know, there are any number of challenges, including muscle spasm that happens in an area. So there are different kinds of challenges with pain. And I would say it's more complex to help someone with chronic pain, especially when the tissues have been altered, because you can't replace the tissues.
Well, and I suspect our program is really dealing more with chronic pain. And here's why it is such a problem. It is a complex equation of physical, temporal, subjective, conscious, cognitive, emotional, genetic, spiritual, and environmental factors. And the latest research says that chronic pain is the disease. It's not the result of, but it is the disease itself. And the reason is that because of neuroplasticity, which means that our brain actually remodels itself to adapt to the environment that we're in, and it will make some modeling changes with this repetitive pain, and it becomes wired in, and unwiring that becomes the challenge because of all these aspects that are engaged in it. So one in three people in the U.S. Supposedly suffer from chronic pain right now. So a third of the population.
Well, we also know that there's a huge opioid problem in the United States, particularly. And that's the thing is, there are people who have pain, chronic pain, and the doctor is only allowed to give just so much of the medication because there's so much opioid abuse. So there are people legitimately needing it. Unfortunately, it's addictive, but those who genuinely cannot find any other way to deal with chronic pain are pretty much hooked on the opioids. And then it becomes a real serious addictive issue on top of dealing with the pain. And,
I deal with a lot of pain myself. And so I'm allergic to opioids. And so I said, well, what else have you got? And they said, we have Tylenol. I said, okay, there's opium up here and Tylenol down here. How about all this? And they said, nothing. And I said, well, what am I going to do? And they said, well, it's a problem because if we gave you 1 milligram of opium and that took care of it, it wouldn't be long before it would take 2 milligrams to produce the same effect. And then it would take 3 and then 4 and then 5. And that's how addiction starts, is in order to get the result you're after, you have to keep upping the dose, and pretty soon you've got an addictive habit.
And that's true with many, many pharmaceuticals. It's really, this is why there's such a problem when you get started on something like that. I just want to take a quick station break just to say that if you've just tuned in or tuned in while we were already talking about the topic, our topic obviously is how to help you deal with and reduce and eliminate chronic pain through mind-body solutions. And we plan to give you some really practical solutions that you can do for yourself. So that's coming up. We are the New Reality Show. I'm Dr. Christina Winsey. This is Dr. Art Emmerich. And we're on every Friday night at 9 o'clock. We welcome calls from the audience. If you would like to join the conversation, if you have a question, we do laser coaching on the air. Depending on the topic, you may have something that you want to say. And so you can call us at 1-888, and Thomas is putting it on the screen. If you're watching, it's 1-888-627-6008, and that's toll free in the U.S. And if you're outside the U.S., you need to dial direct 1-323-744-4831. And So Dr. Art, I think we might want to do some solutions. What do you think?
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. So I know you have a huge list. I have some more hands-on, body hands-on. You have more of the hypnosis slash mind stuff. So why don't we have you go through some of yours? I can comment, and then I'll go through some of mine, and you can comment, and we'll just give them the best that we have.
All right, that sounds good. Yeah, I have 26 of them, and I've picked out a few that I think are the top ones. We'll start with one called dissociation. That is, imagine that you're not in your body, but you're actually across the room looking back at yourself. As soon as you dissociate, you immediately reduce the negative impacts of pain because you're not in your body anymore. Mm-hmm. You can still feel it, but it's not nearly as strong as it was when you were 100% living inside of your body. That's just a practice that you can engage in.
How do you do that, Dr. Art? How would you suggest someone does that?
It's just using your imagination. You're just sitting there, for example, in a room, and you say, I'm going to pretend like I'm just leaving my body, and I'm going to go stand in the corner, and I'm going to look back at me, and what do I look like from over there? And it's just an imaginary practice that you engage in. You get better at it the more you do it. There's something called dissociation where you imagine that you're in a movie theater and you're watching yourself on the screen. Mm-hmm. You may be the actor or actress, but in this case, you're in the audience and you're just looking at yourself. And there's double dissociation where you imagine that you're in the projection booth and you're looking down and you can see yourself sitting in the audience watching yourself up on the screen. So you can go to all kind of different imaginary lengths to do this. But the idea is you just move out of your body.
So I would imagine that that's a temporary relief, right?
It absolutely should be. There are people who move out and stay out by choice. Their body is so painful, they don't ever want to be back in it. And that's not a healthy thing either. So this is a temporary relief, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another interesting one is called language changes. Our mind-body system listens to the things we say, to the words we use, and it responds to them, hopefully appropriately. So you could say, my injured back. Well, how about saying my healing back instead of my injured back? Instead of saying my, say that injured back or that healing or this healing back. So that injured one is over there. This healing one is here, you know, so it's just there versus here.
I think it's...
Attention, please. May I have your attention, please?
Excuse me, just
there
a minute.
There has been a fire emergency recorded in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit.
I think you'd better go,
Dr.
Art.
I'm sorry, but we're having a fire evacuation of the hotel, so I'm going to have to sign off now.
All right, Dr. Art. Well, here I am. So I'm going to take it from here and see what I can do to give you as much information as possible. We were on a roll, but I have a whole bunch of information for people. So some of the solutions that I have are more hands-on. I am a retired chiropractic physician. And one of the things that I know is when you do hands-on healing work, there are some really wonderful things that can be done to reduce pain. So first thing I will say unequivocally, absolutely positively, is that those patients who would go home and do stretches and exercise would have much quicker results of getting out of pain and staying out of pain. And even if they had a chronic issue, that the maintenance of the body requires movement. So one of the things that is really important is blood flow and the warmth of the blood when you're exercising warms up the body and removes pain. So I don't know if you've noticed, but I notice that if I don't exercise at least every other day, if not every day, the morning that after a day that I don't exercise, I wake up more stiff, less comfortable than had I exercised the day before. I pop out of bed the day after I've exercised. I have way less joint pain. So it's very important. And stretches are important too, because keeping the muscles long and limber and allowing the muscles are what allow and facilitate the movement of the joints. So if you're not taking care of the muscles and you're not stretching the muscles, they will begin to get shorter. They will have less flexibility. So flexibility is huge. And some of the flexibility gets limited by the joint pain and the issue with that we talked about with chronic pain, where you have a problem in one of the joints where the cartilage may be gone, or there's just a destruction of the tissues in the joints. People with rheumatoid arthritis get destruction of the tissues in the joints. So with, certainly follow your doctor's advice when you have destruction of tissues in your joints. But in general, I will say that when you have stretching and movement, you are going to have way less pain on a daily basis. So keep that in mind. The next thing is there's an FDA class 2 medical device that is purchasable by individuals, and it's called Beamer. And no, it's not the car. It is a mat that actually uses an electromagnetic pulse that is similar to the pulse of the earth. And it increases blood flow for 12 to 16 hours. And I have some information here. And this is not free. This is a solution that you have to buy, but it is very effective at increasing blood flow. And that is so vital to keeping people out of pain. So it improves cardiac function. It improves nutrition and oxygen supply. It facilitates removal of waste from the cells. It also improves your physical fitness and your endurance. It helps with sleep. Many people who can't sleep with the Beamer, they sleep through the night, and you can actually program it to get you from night to morning, and it has a timer. And it will wake you up by changing the pulsed flow. And it helps with concentration and mental acuity. And here's the key. There are 70,000 miles of tiny capillaries. So 74% of your cardiovascular system is the capillaries. And these are literally the size of cells, not visible to the naked eye. So when blood flow gets down to that level, if those capillaries aren't open and allowing blood to flow freely, you're not getting the blood to the cells and the tissues on the microscopic level. But on the microscopic level is where the cells are changing oxygen into the cell, waste out of the cell. It's where the nutrients are coming into the cell. And so having blood flow in these tiny capillaries, you'll notice, you know, as people age, they have cold feet. The blood is not flowing as much to the capillaries, through the capillaries. And so it's very, very vital. It's called a bioelectric electromagnetic energy regulator, the Beamer. And it uses a low-level pulsed electromagnetic field, and really quite fascinating. And I swear by it. If you're interested in learning more about the Beamer, you can email me at contactnrshow@gmail.com. That's contact N for new, R for reality, show@gmail.com. But more than that, I was talking about exercise, and exercise also increases blood flow. It doesn't increase it as much as the Beamer, but it is a very important aspect of exercise, is getting more blood to the tissues, especially the capillary system. Next is something that we've actually talked about in another show of ours called Emotional Freedom Technique. And Dr. Art was talking about the amygdala in the brain being involved with fight or flight, anger, and stress. And so when we talked about emotional freedom technique, one of the things I said, and you can go back and see that show if you go to the archives on our show page, I actually have a free handout. It's something you can learn and do at home with no problem. It doesn't cost you a thing. When you use the emotional freedom technique, you're using a combination of mind-body, but you're tapping into the meridian system in the body. And the meridian system in the body is what was mapped by acupuncture, ancient Chinese acupuncture, that is very, very powerful. And so what we're actually doing with EFT, EFT for short, emotional freedom technique, is we're tapping on the endpoints of meridians. The energy flow of the body goes through these meridians, and they're literally been scientifically mapped. They have a direct effect on the flow of energy through the body. So a lot of people use EFT for psychological or emotional issues, because it's called emotional freedom technique. Well, how many times have you heard that there are issues with pain that are actually psychologically connected? There's some emotional upset. And so we're talking about energetic medicine. We're talking about the correlation between your emotional state and the vibration that you're giving off in your body, and how you're affecting the energy of your body. So if you hold anger for all of your life, guess what? It will translate into some problem in your body. If you're holding resentment, it will translate into some issue in your body. And these are chronic states that we want to eliminate with EFT and other solutions for eliminating negative emotions that are trapped and literally get trapped in the body system. And again, I encourage you to see that show in our archives, because I go into more depth about how EFT works and why it's so powerful, mind, body, spirit wise, and the science behind it. And so what the founder of EFT is a man named Gary Craig, and his philosophy is try it on anything, try it on everything. And we have had people who've used it and gotten rid of headaches. We have had people who have used it and reduced chronic pain from other situations. We've even had people who've used it and gotten better from diseases. There are no guarantees, but it's something that actually taps into the body system. And I don't mean that as a pun, because you're tapping on meridian points, but it allows you to shift the body system and eliminate the offending emotion, the offending situation that is causing stress on your system. And when you do the tapping, it literally sends a signal to the amygdala in the brain, the fight or flight stress center of the brain, so that you can calm down and reduce the emotional charge. So if your emotional charge starts up here and you start doing emotional freedom technique, then you can bring the charge, the energy charge of the feeling down. And most people say when they do EFT, you know, I knew that I felt that way. And now it's like, where did it go? It just sort of disappears. And so sometimes it's more stubborn and you have to do it over and over again. You may have to try different things, but at any rate, it's a very powerful treatment that you can do on yourself anytime, anywhere. It can also help you eliminate negative beliefs or ways that you sabotage yourself with doubt and fear and just any number of things. It's really a very, very powerful technique. So I encourage you definitely to look it up. We offer a free handout on the show that we did, and you can always write into contactnrshow@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send it to you. So that's EFT. We have a few more minutes, so I'm going to keep talking. I'm hoping Dr. Art will come back. Just if you're confused, it's because he's in a hotel and the hotel was having a fire drill or perhaps a real fire. So I encouraged him to just leave the show and do what they're telling him to do, because if there's a real fire, we don't want him in the hotel. So thank you for bearing with us. This has never happened while we're doing the show. It's kind of, we just roll with it. So hopefully you're getting some benefit from the things that I'm talking about. I know Dr. Art had some really powerful, wonderful things to talk about too. And maybe we'll have to just get it out to anyone who wants it, or do another show on pain relief, because it's really a chronic problem for many, many people. So I'm going to talk about headaches for one thing. There are different kinds of headaches. There are tension headaches, and they tend to be like a band around your head. And tension headaches are usually from too much stress. But you can get tension headaches if you've overworked your body. There are also migraine headaches. Migraine headaches have different levels of intensity. Some migraine headaches come with nausea and a feeling like you want to throw up. Some migraine headaches come with a haze or a halo that you see as a prelude before the headache comes on. Migraine headaches tend to be a pulsing on one side of the head. And they can be very, very severe, and they're nothing to joke about. So there are, of course, pharmaceutical solutions. And then there are also some natural solutions which I'm going to get into. There are also cluster headaches, which tends to be one of your eyes has great deal of pain behind it. And sinus headaches will tend to have pain right in here under the eye and the cheekbone. But I also talk about toxin-generated headaches. We have a terrible problem in this country, probably worldwide, with constipation. Well, we're talking about headaches, so Dr. Chris, what does constipation have to do with it? Well, it has a lot to do with it, because your colon is where it's at the end of your digestion, and it's where the body is reabsorbing the water from all of the matter that's gone through the intestine. And the problem is that if you are eating foods with toxins, and let's face it, it's almost impossible, even with organic food, to get away from pesticides. It's almost impossible to get away from just additives in our foods. Of course, if you're eating nothing but fresh fruits and vegetables, but even then, you know, you've got pesticides. But if you're trying to stay away from processed foods, that's the best thing you could possibly do. Anything in a box, avoid it. But so what happens is that when the body is reabsorbing the water in the colon, and especially if you're not moving, then you're reabsorbing things that were supposed to be eliminated. And so unless you keep moving it out, you know, move them out, because the body is trying to get rid of these toxins. And it also correlates with the liver. The liver is also a processor and helps to filter. The kidneys help to filter. But the colon can literally stop up the whole body and fill it with toxins if it's not moving. And so it's really, really important to take care of that. Now, I want to teach you, with a toxic headache, what's happening is, even if you're not constipated, you may have a toxic headache just because there's something that you've ingested that is kind of stuck in your system. But there's a point on the hand when, or on both sides, if you go to this, right, this web between the thumb and the forefinger, and if you press really hard, that is a colon point that can really help eliminate toxin headaches. So when you have a headache there, you know, you tend to want to rub here. You tend to want to rub under the skull, by the, where the neck starts. You tend to want to rub your neck. You want to rub your head. So all of this is stimulating meridian points, and it's all good. But this one in particular, and again, it's right in the web. I guess you can't see my hand so well, but right in this web, if you go right through the hand to the other side, it's where the two bones come together. There's this soft, fleshy part. And that's where you want to press both sides, and it will help relieve tension headaches, toxin headaches. One time, a long time ago, I was pretty young, and I was a massage therapist, and I knew about this point. And I had a friend who was having a headache. And so I grabbed his hand and I pressed the point. And he said, "What'd you do? My headache's gone." And it's that powerful when it's a toxic headache, when it's colon related. So just keep in mind, staying moving, you know, having regular bowel movements is very important to feeling good and to eliminating toxin headaches. But the reason I'm spending so much time on headaches is because they are so common and they're such a bad problem. When you have a headache, you can't function well. You can't really enjoy the day. So another trick that happens with migraine headaches, and particularly if you are a coffee drinker, having coffee, it could be that you're detoxing from caffeine. And I know that the jury's out on coffee. Some people think it's very bad for you. Some people say it's very good for you. There are good and bad in the whole caffeine argument. So, but I do know that when you have migraine headaches, sometimes caffeine will eliminate the headache. And even if you're not a coffee drinker, caffeine can help in certain migraine situations. And, you know, simply caffeine is a stimulant and it's going to increase blood flow. So if you can increase blood flow without exacerbating the headache, and you know, the only other way to increase blood flow is exercise. And when you have a migraine headache, you're not going to want to exercise. So it's very important. And I will say that whenever I have a headache and I lie on the beamer that I talked about, and I put, there's an attachment to the beamer that puts the pulse through my head, it clears up my sinuses and it eliminates the headache. So it's very, very helpful with that. The next thing I want to talk about are trigger points. You may be familiar with that term. What they really are these focal areas of muscle tissue that's become very tight and has been overworked or overstressed, not necessarily strained, but more just overworked, where there's a lot of lactic acid in the muscle, where there's almost like a balling up, and it's preventing blood flow in that muscle. So whenever you have a lack of blood flow, then you're going to have pain because the body's meant to have blood in all of the tissues. That's your literally your lifeblood. That's literally what feeds your tissues and keeps you alive. Okay. So when trigger points are, you can absolutely look them up online. You can get a poster. You can get a chart. It's just Google trigger points and you'll get a whole bunch of resources. Knowing how to press trigger points is simple. It's take a thumb and find the sensitive point. And the way you'll know it's a trigger point is not only will you, your if you're doing it on a loved one, they'll go, oh gosh, it hurts, but it feels good. And when you're done pressing on that point, it may have been tender, but it now you're breaking up the muscle ball and you're allowing the blood to flow and it's allowing the tissue to loosen up. So when you press on a trigger point, the way you'll know it's a trigger point is, yes, they're going to go, ah, that feels really good. But also it typically, to call it a trigger point, it has a referred pain. What do I mean? When you press on it, the pain from pressing on it seems to shoot somewhere else. So I have had tremendous success when I was in chiropractic practice, where I would have a patient on the table with back pain, and I would do trigger points along the spine. And it did absolute magic where nothing else had worked before. So yes, is there joint involvement? Absolutely. But when you don't do the trigger points in the muscles, the relief is not as long standing as when you really work those muscles and get the pain out of them. Now, there's another thing you can do to work on your back, by the way, that's safe and you can do it at home. And these are back rollers. There's something that used to be called a Ma roller. You can look up back stores. You can look up massage therapy supply online. You can just get tennis balls and put the tennis ball on the floor and roll on it in one particular area. So having a way of massaging your own back takes a little bit of practice, but you can do it with a tennis ball and it's soft, but hard enough that it'll massage the muscle and it will help. And if you have a trigger point, there also are these little gadgets that have a very, a piece of wood with a soft rubber end that you can use to press on a trigger point without having to use your thumb. Of course, you never really want to press so hard that you're hurting yourself or somebody else. So you don't really need the little device with the wood, but that's designed to give you a little bit more leverage if you have trouble pressing with your thumb. The reason I like using the hands to find these trigger points is because you have much more control over what you're doing and what you're feeling underneath your hands. So you can feel your own muscles with your hands. And don't be afraid to check around and find what's going on. Because if you have a chronic pain issue and you release these trigger points, it may not completely eliminate your pain in that area, especially, as we said, if there is deterioration of the joint tissue, of the cartilage, if you have bone on bone or something of that nature where the joints are rubbing, the bones are rubbing because the cartilage is gone, we can't replace that, although you'd have to go into surgery to have some kind of relief. In some instances, they can put fake cartilage. But trigger points can bring a great deal of relief of the soft tissue issues. And it's free. Self-massage, of course. And last but not least, I was going to talk about mouth pain. And you can use, Dr. Art is back. Hang on, everybody. We're getting him now. Oh, he's calling Dr. Art. This has been an interesting show. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. Well, folks, we're coming to the end. And Dr. Art, if you can hear me, unfortunately, we do have to say goodbye. I just wanted to talk about what we're going to be doing next week. I'm very excited about the guest we're going to have next week. Her name is Jackie Simmons. And let me just say, she's pretty much an amazing human being. We'll be interviewing her about teen suicide prevention. She has a show called The Suicide Prevention Show. She's been featured on NBC, on Market Watch, Fox, and CBS. And Thomas, do you have that picture that I had sent you so people can see? This is Jackie Simmons. We're so excited to have her on. She literally does the talks that save lives, and she's on a mission to save and prevent teen suicides. So that's what we're going to be talking about next week. And Dr. Art, I'm sorry that that all happened, and we'll have a great show next week, and maybe we'll redo the pain show down the road. And we missed you, though. We missed you a lot. So folks, if you'd like to support our show, if you enjoyed the show, even with all of the problems we've had, then please visit our show page and consider being a subscriber. It helps us keep the lights on. Again, as I said, you know, our goal with this show is to help as many people as possible. If you're interested in any of the things that I talked about, contact me and Dr. Art at contactnrshow@gmail.com. That's contact, N as in new, R as in reality, show@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to help you. So thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.
I'm just in long enough to say goodbye.
Well, we're so glad you could at least do that, Dr. Art. And like I said, we'll probably repeat this show so you can talk more about the solutions you have for pain.
Thank you.
All right. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider being a supporter. You can find that on our show page. Tune in every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/New Reality Show for announcements of upcoming topics and exciting guest interviews. Bye for now.